The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival.
Welcome everyone. The Tando Radio Show. Brought to you live today. Today is Monday, November the 21st, 2016. Just want to thank you all for tuning in. Hopefully, let me check to make sure we are still on air.
You're on air, Dave.
I think we can. Okay, got you, Scotty. What's going on, Scotty? How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. Had a pretty busy, productive day, and it still ain't over, so...
never ends. Yeah, I saw you was doing some work, but hey, let's get into the show. We'll talk to Scotty's busy. He's got some things to do. So welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from LA, and we have a live show for you on this Monday, November the 21st, 2016. It's the end of the coming up on the end of the year. A lot going on as always, and looking forward, hopefully, if you are one that celebrates the Thanksgiving by what other people have taken from other people, that's, you know, up to you. And if you do so, make sure you do it in a way that actually mirrors your true intentions. And so just want to say that, man, this year has gone by very, very quickly, but it's been a great, great year, and we intend to have many more in this moment in this eternal moment. So looking forward to spending this with you all. So as this year went by really, really quick, and it's continued to go by pretty fast. So just a matter of, you know, moments within eternity. So I'm so happy to share this all with you all. So let's get into today's show. Before we get into it, we always start off by talking about how we can support Black Talk Radio Network. And it's very easy to do. All you have to do is go to the website, www.blacktalkradionetwork, and you will see the donation button off in the far right-hand corner is the green donation button. And also, you will see near the home prompt, you can see the crowdfunding digital black media that's still up. But the easiest way is to go to the donate button that's in green that's there, that you can hit that, and you can do it right there from the website. And why is that so important? You're giving some of your financial energy to maintain the direction and the growth of this network. It requires energy for anything to live. You know, sometimes we give the wrong energy to certain things and they continue to live, when we should be giving energy to things that want, that we want to have existence in our lives and to continue and to grow and to actually cross-pollinate into different areas in our lives. So watch what you give energy to, because whatever you give energy to lives. Energy is probably some of the most important things, because without energy, it doesn't exist. So definitely, we want Black Talk Radio Network to continue to exist, and it can be done by you giving some of your financial energy, that being some of your economic energy, to the network so that it can maintain and to acquire and to continue to do the things that it's been doing and meet the demands that are being set forth by you all. It's been very beneficial to you all. We want this to be beneficial to many, many others. And you can do that by making a donation there. Also, you can go down in the same margin, keep going down, and you'll see a B, a large B that's there. And that B stands for Black Talk Radio Community, BTR Community. It's a social media outlet that has been put together by Black Talk Radio Network for all of its listeners and those of you that choose to become a member. And to become a member in this social media platform is very easy. It's just $24 a year. And this is where you can post things that you think are significant, things about yourself, things about your business, things about events that's going on in the community, or things that you are sponsoring on events that you are having. So, and also, you can also post things that you can, that consider are important, that you want to have dialogue or you want people to know about. Very, very important. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's very, in my opinion, it's something that we should be doing, because there's other social media outlets like Facebook, known as others, Facebook, that we should remove our overall energy fund from. Facebook is not free at all. And Facebook, it requires you to post. It requires for you to engage. It requires you to care about it. It requires you to be on it for it to exist. And believe me, you don't, some of the things that's going on behind the scenes is that they are actually exploiting you in so many ways. They're exploiting your overall your lineage. It's exposing yourself to different, selling your identity and many other things in which you should know about. They're harboring information about you, and not only that, it can be adversely, and it will be adversely affected with you. Once you post something inside of there, that becomes the intellectual thought pattern of you. And they use it not for you, but they use it against you. Very, very, very important that we move off of Facebook and institutions such as that, because they mean you no good. And this is a great place for you to actually go to something that was put together for you by people that are very similar and are like you and dealing with the same things. So until that happens, so we start giving the right energy to different things, the deception and the calamities and the destructions of our communities, our families, and ourselves will continue to happen because we're giving energy to it. So go to Black Talk Radio Network, BTR Community, and join. $24 a month, and you don't have to worry about posting something and being adversely affected by it, as long as you, of course, as long as it's not anything that you doing that's criminal. Don't do criminal stuff, man. That's going to get you in trouble. It's just not worth it, okay? So that's BTR Community. Very easy to do. Also, if you're interested in converting your what you're paid in, your what I call the coupons that you're paid into, you may not be paid as a king or a lady and a gentleman, but you definitely can save as one. And that's something that you should be doing. And we talk about that a lot here. You can go to Prosperity Mint, P-R-O-S-P-E-R, excuse me, I-T-T-Y-M-I-N-T, Prosperity Mint. And there you can see what's in inventory, and you can actually get some of the things that have intrinsical value. That's very important, that being the most perfect form of money. Cash is not money. It's just currency. It's a note. It's a coupon. It has no real value once somebody says, okay, it no longer has value. You don't think that's true? Ask people in India. Ask people in Venezuela. pretty soon people in the world will be talking about get out of your currency of this country and that country. You don't believe us? Ask the Americans. Look at what happened to the Americans that didn't do it. And it's going to be fast when it happens. So you can do that at by going to Prosperity Mint. But before you purchase there, make sure you email Wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, P-A-C-K, the number 1, at gmail.com. So someone can get back to you and actually talk to you about the overall process to make sure that you are getting exactly what you want and to explain to you the process. Very, very important. Do not skip that at all, okay? Make sure you email wolf6pack1 at gmail. So, all right, so let's jump into what's in the news. But before we do that, let me lay out the rest of this week's program. We'll have a program tomorrow. I will not be on air on Wednesday. We'll be traveling. So won't be on Wednesday or Thursday, but we'll be back on Friday to do a show because we'll be traveling and, you know, that time of year and everything else. So I tried to get out of it, but I couldn't get out of it. But let me be quiet before I get myself in more trouble with people that could be listening. So I tried. I couldn't get out of it. So we won't be on Wednesday or Thursday. We'll be back on Friday. Due to the seasonal holidays, so to speak, that are going on. Also, I guess that Friday will be known as Black Friday. Man, please, everyone, do yourself a favor this Black Friday. Let it be black. And what I mean by that, become a saver. Don't purchase anything that doesn't have any form of value, real value. At least get something that has value that's going to benefit you and your family in the future. Don't become a consumer, okay? And in today's climate, today's moment in eternity, that is going to play itself out in a very dramatic way here. And of course, we always talk about that. So definitely become a prodigious saver. Save, and save in something that has real value. You don't save in paper coupons, that being cash. So let's jump into what's in the news. We posted a couple of things that's there. Number one, first article that we posted came from Reuters. And let me just say this before we jump into that. One of the reasons why it's so important that you develop and get real value of things. Too many times we pay too much attention to price and we ignore value. Too many times we pay attention to price and we ignore value. We don't know that there is a marked difference between, a measurable difference between the two. Price and value do not go hand in hand unless you know the value of something. You have to know the value of something is more important than the price of something. And this is one of the things that we have to reignite within ourselves, within our families, within our community, is value. We've been so addicted to cash and everything that it has to go along with it. We've been on that pipe. We've been on that syringe. We've been blowing it. We've been doing all forms of other drugs that have been smoking it, and all small forms of drugs that have been adverse to us all. We have been doing that and then some of multiples with cash. We've become so dependent on it. Yes, you should. There are things that you should be doing with cash, without a doubt. You use it for what it should be used for, and that's it. Do not try to overextend it to think that it's something else. It does not give you any insurance of anything, assurances or insurance of anything. So, please, you must know not the price of things, it's the value of things. What value does that have? We've lost so much value. And because of that, our prosperity has been squandered and stolen in so many ways and has been given away because we have rejected it, because we've been taught to. and we thought that we could have faith in a system that has always meant us harm. And it's meant us harm in all forms and fashions. It's meant it uses the dog as a slave. Doesn't matter if the dog is the head, the middle, or the tail. You may think that just because, as many of us would classify, that we're the tail of things and that the head of things get away with things. No. It's a setup, ladies and gentlemen. Because in this case, the dog always chases its tail, never able to catch it. Just goes round and round and round and round. It's transferable. Just like cash is transferable. When value and assets should be strongholds of your family prosperity. So, very, very important in this season of the year that we remember this. This is not something that you can... It's very difficult to get a grasp of, but when you really start to ask the right questions, you get it right away. The most important question that you have to ask yourself is, are you going to listen to yourself? Because deep down inside, you already know that this is a charade and it's all lies. The sooner you get back to listening to yourself, how you resonate, the better off and the better decisions we all start to make. Collectively, individually, and universal. So, very, very important. Must know the difference between price and value. Never, ever focus on the price. Focus on the value of things. Very difficult to deceive you with gimmicks, with sales, with coupons. Just think about it. Just think about it. Someone came up with an ingenious plan that we can enslave people just with ink and processed pieces of wood that we take into and put into paper. This is why the printing press was the most powerful. One of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, and I would say it was the most powerful instrument established since it's been in existence. More powerful than nuclear, more powerful than pretty much everything else. The reason why the printing press was so powerful was because it affected everyone completely. And it enslaved all. It's a very, very powerful tool. They were able to enslave by propaganda. They were able to enslave by decree. They were able to enslave by creating a falsehood, a false economic system where ink and paper became the command of the day as payment. And it's worthless. It has no value at all. It needs confidence. So, the printing press, man, what a demonic device. So, let's jump into today's show. Let's look at what's in the news. First article comes from... Oh, and without a doubt, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Once again, that's 866-510-9025. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Don't hesitate. Just jump in on that. So let's check out what's in the news. First article came from Reuters. Police in North Dakota... report standoff with oil pipeline protesters. I guess what they did was freezing weather, and they started to put water cannons on people and started to actually engage the protesters with violence, and there were many, many people and upwards of 160 people that were injured. So check out that article, and this is what, in my opinion, some of the things that you're going to start to see much, much more often here. So check out that article. Next thing that we posted was today's show, Tando Radio Show Live Show, today, November the 21st, how history will record America, the failed state from long ago, because I think the chapters and verse have been written. And man, have they been written. So that's today's show. Next one. This one comes from MitchTalk.com. Australia snubs Obama, dumps TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, opts for China-sponsored trade deal, proposal deal. So, and guess over the weekend, here's what the top cover story for the article says: President Obama made a foolish decision to not to welcome China in the format of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It was ludicrous for Obama to leave China out of things. China is the second biggest, largest economy in the world. Stop right there. Nope, China is not the second biggest, largest economy in the world. China is the largest economy in the world. And it says third if you treat the EU as a bloc. Yes, the EU's economy may just be above China's economy, but China is definitely above the United States. They've been above that for a while now. Don't let them fool you. Don't continue to buy the deception that everything is okay, because stuff ain't okay, and you can start to see this stuff unraveling. This is why you listen to Tando Radio Show. This is why you listen to Black Talk Radio Network. Make sure that this doesn't catch you by surprise, where you say, oh, shoot, I knew it, and I didn't do anything about it. What you know, you should act on. And trust it. Trust that inner voice in you. It will lead you in the right direction. So check out that article. Next article came from Reuters. Obama, Putin talk about Syria and the Ukraine in quick summit meeting. And this came out of Peru. President Obama and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, spoke around 4 minutes on Sunday at the APEC summit about Syria and the Ukraine, and what is likely to be their last in-person meeting before Obama leaves office. The two men met at the start of the summit in Lima, in Peru's capital. Check out that article. Said a lot. We'll check out some of that stuff maybe today. Next article. Move this down. This came from Reuters as well. Meeting Putin, Philippines, Duarte Reyes at the Western hypocrisy. The Philippines presidents lashed out at the Western bullying and hypocrisy during the meetings with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin when it came to alliances. The United States could not be trusted. Man, the whole world is moving away from the United States. The whole world. And it's only going to pick up. It ain't going to get no better. It's not going to get any better. Is only going to continue to pick up, and this is going to cause for some massive, massive divestment, displacement, fighting, and ultimately economic war is going to ratchet up to, is going to be a all-out admitted shooting war, World War III, that will lead to global nuclear war I, which I believe there will not be very, very long at all. It won't take long for the loser to surrender, and that's what I think is going to happen. We'll talk about that in today's next one article from this one came from dailymail.co.uk. This is a UK paper or website. The almost handshake, Obama and Putin photograph in a brief exchange, and these dudes. So this is all celebrity stuff that's put out to deceive everybody else. These are actors. Anytime the cameras is there, actors will always act. Directors will always direct. And the script will always be followed to the T. They'll find the right actors to do it. So I guess in this thing they show where Vladimir and Barack showing their displeasure towards each other. They barely shake and everything else, and all the stage, ladies and gentlemen, but they're telling you everything that's coming that you need to know. Things are about to get very ugly. So it says, Obama picture speaking with Russian President Putin. Two leaders spoke briefly at the economic summit in Peru yesterday. The standoff, they stood off to the side before shaking hands and taking their seats in their first conversation since Donald Trump was elected. And it comes amidst speculation about whether Trump's election might herald a more better relationships with the U.S. That ain't gonna happen. That's the trick. So check out that article. Very, very important that we do. It's all a stage. Next article comes from Seek.com. Here's how extraterrestrial farm will work on Mars. Landing humans on Mars would be a monumentous event in human history. No, I don't. That probably was true, but I think that they've been to Mars a couple of times over and other places inside of the our solar system and throughout the universe, but they just don't tell you. But for the sake of the lies that that science likes to say, let's just go with it. We know that they're lying. To live beyond Earth's biosphere is a dream to many, but establishes a sustainable presence on the red planet will require mastering its environment, which needs to be... Move this down. Which we will need to provide ways to produce food where none exists, because depending on supply from Earth would neither be sustainable or practical. Man, these people lie about everything. So, but check that out. If you so desire. Next article. This one came from John Rappaport.wordpress.com. Major media crash. They need a scapegoat. Now, this is very, very important to everyone here on Tando Radio Show and everyone here at Black Talk Radio Network. And here's the article. Major media crash, and they need a scapegoat. The power outside the matrix. They keep telling American people Hillary Clinton was going to win the election, and in every way they could think of it, they told American people that this was good. Basically, what this article is all about is that mainstream media is now in a complete shambles. And they come up with all kinds of different new words and everything else. You know, they lie, it's all propagandized, and it's all set up to deceive you. Yes, they're admitting that for this reason, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a major, major setup to attack all alternative media outlets. They are going to attack all major and relevant alternative media outlets. But one of the things that I like about it is that they will mess with ours, but they never really take our stuff as anything that's relevant as far as in any form of media. And I'm going to tell you, some of the people, and we had, we got Scotty, we got everybody that's here on Black Talk Radio Network, we got Lance Curve that was on last week and Tando Radio Show. I'm going to tell you something. This is just the truth. We will tell you things a year, 2 years, 3 years, and 4 years in advance of things happening, way before other people, even though they have more access, even though they have this, they have more resources, they have that, and they have this, even before they'll know. Many of them do a good job, but no one does what we do. So this is very important that we maintain this. So they're definitely going to attack it, but we're still going to be here and we're still going to be doing what we're doing. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue what's in the news and jump into today's show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. The Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today on this Monday, November the 21st, 2016. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we'd love to hear from you all. So we were looking at what's in the news. We're going to jump back into the news. So right now you're starting to hear, you'll start to hear the murmuring of mainstream media, and they're attacking FedBook right now and everything, saying that they have fake news. Of course, all of that, a lot of stuff is fake. But see, there's the whole system that's fake. See, what they will always do is the system will always give you the perception that it cares about different things and is doing certain things to fix it, when they're really just strengthening and they're attacking those that are being effective in calling out their bluff and is a big threat to them. The thing when they talk about attacking mainstream media is what they really are doing is they're telling you that they want to get rid of all alternative media sites. Let me tell you how. This is what's going to happen. My opinion. Mark how it happens. What they're going to say is that they need to tighten up mainstream media, and there's going to be new guidelines because just arbitrarily reporting things with no professional background or professional core values, and their values are completely without a moral base. They're going to say without having credible sourcing from reputable institutions, you can't be a journalist. This is what they're going to say. See, they didn't want to come out and say they wanted to attack alternative media, because then that would make everybody run to alternative media. So what did they do? They attacked their institution and told you that they were attacking it based off of their terms, which is going to be an attack on you. So what they're probably going to do is they're going to come in and they're going to say that mainstream media was allowing, and they're going to say that they were, all of a sudden they were trying to keep up with alternative media and all this other stuff, and that they were faking stories. So we need to have a better standard within it. It needs to be regulated more. When they do that, they're going to want to get rid of that everyone has to go to institutions and institutions that have been sanctioned by the ones that the media serves the purpose of. Oh, they never give you anything. They always take everything away from you. And this is where they're going to try to attack. And then this is where alternative media is going to, especially when here in the States, when these national crises start to happen, the geopolitical crises start to happen, and the wars start to happen, there's going to be a huge surge in the black market of information. It is going to be huge. But the mainstream media is going to try to suffocate those means. This is why the internet on October the 1st, they said that it was lost by the United States, and they're going to say that they're no longer in charge of it. It's going to be another country that is much more stringent. And oh, guess who that country is? Oh, it's China. Oh, man. The setup is so for those that choose to believe the magic tricks when they're not trying to get you to be tricked. They're just trying to get you to believe. And this is why it's so important for us to know and to be a part of Black Talk Radio Network, support the network, and it really will be incumbent upon you to really be able to read between the lines and, more important, to discern the spirit and energy of things around you. And one of the things we got to do is we got to break our overall addiction to their sources. We got to break ourselves from all of their ventilators, from all of their life support systems, from all of their surgical in their drugs and the things to artificially keep you alive so that you won't live naturally the way the great creator intended you to live, free and independent. Our artificial life should be buried, and it requires you to do that for you. And those that choose to continue to follow and they see the fruitfulness of your path is a choice that they can make.
Dave,
they can remain plugged into the system. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out something, and I'm glad that you, like, Max had asked me to set up a site where we could upload videos, and I told him Black Talk Radio Network can do that. You know, we upload podcasts because we're a podcast radio network, but I upload videos from time to time. But then you said something about to me on air about we need to get off Facebook. You know, we need to make a move. So then I put out a call on Black Talk Radio News for, I told people how much it's going to cost me to get the software and that I did, mm-hmm. I could install it and set it up. So now we got BTR community. So I'm just thinking, see, what they're about to do is they're going after Facebook because Facebook got 1 billion people. They're the largest social media site. And a lot right. of alternative news outlets like Black Talk Radio Network have pages. And some people just only do Facebook with their videos and right. whatnot. But they're news outlets. And they're telling the truth. And they were telling the truth about Hillary Clinton and what have you. So they're trying to blame this and blame that. Or blame the low turnout because people were saying, hey, this is a charade or whatnot. So that's what they're calling fake news, but it's really the real news, what they're trying to call fake news. These ain't articles from The Onion. These are articles from alternative media. So they're trying to get Facebook to start censoring those pages and shut those pages down.
Yeah.
So then,
yeah.
So if that happens to a black news outlet, guess what? We are waiting with open arms at btrcommunity.com. So this could work to our favor. What the enemy doing could work to our favor, as it may cause us, others, to be forced to segregate.
See, and that's the whole key. You have to establish yourself. And follow, because Scotty is absolutely right. This is a strategical attack. And it's by diversion. All war is deception.
But you had the counter, though, Dave. You had the counter before this news even came out.
Yep.
Those and other people who were saying, we need somewhere else. Y'all were already countering their move before they made it. Man, I'm so glad to be on your team.
Yep. We on the same team, man, because... This is what they're going to do. They're not going to ever attack their biggest propaganda machine. They're going to attack ones that are diverting from their propaganda, causing people to ask questions. A question is more important than an answer, because a question is what you ask yourself really first. And it's so powerful. You acknowledge the God in you first. You acknowledge what the great creator has given you first with a question. That's so, so powerful. And it's so necessary for us to do those things and to relate to each other on those terms and to relate to all of our surroundings. Especially when we already know the devil wears the Sunday's best. And the deception is so great. Yes, the deception can be great, but it ain't gotta fool you. don't have to consume you. It can be for those that wish to participate or those that have made the deal with it and they've chosen to make that deal, not us. So this is what is going to be the big push in 2017. And I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, what's going to happen is that it's going to be a major event, false flag-wise, major event that they're going to blame on alternative media, and people are going to be adversely affected, lose their lives and all these other things, and they're going to use this as saying that this is a part of the terrorist organizations is to have alternative media outlets. This is how you move into the McCarthy era, which you were already moving back into. It's history repeating itself because it did so well the first time. This is where things are going. And if you're thoroughly prepared, then you're never scared. And you're always, always ready for it. So definitely, definitely, here's where we are. So check out that article. Next one, here it goes. Another one. This one came from RT, Russia Today International. U.S. police spending billions on social media monitoring tools. Study find. A new study has found the law enforcement agency spent around $4.75 million on social media monitoring tools between 2013 and 2016. One is probably much higher. Two, and not only that, they probably didn't spend a dime in relative because it was all given to them, and this is just a charade because the whole thing in itself is set up as that. So, to surveil the public, investigate possible crimes, although the sum is massively understated. Now, let me tell you what one of the things that they're going to do. They're going to give you the Clintons. Let me tell you why you can never make a deal with the devil without losing your soul. See, the Clintons was all cool as being pedophiles and everything else in the past, 7-8 years. The system used them. But then it became appropriate for the system to the system allowed them to do it, to let them get knee-deep in it. They let them enjoy it. But see, the system is always going to exploit them. Every deal that you make with the devil, you lose your soul. And at the appropriate time, that leverage was going to be used to the overall benefit of the system while sacrificing those that thought that they were part of the system. Been doing this for years. And what they'll say is that they need these tools so that they can break up different pedophile rings and everything else. Really? The pedophile rings have been way established throughout history and has been a part of the same institutional governmental preferences of the same families and the same organizations for years. It is the rituals that they practice that will never be compromised. They will just sacrifice those at the appropriate time. Once they develop a cannibalistic appetite, they even eat their own. And this is the thing that they try to get you to do and to teach you to do. They, case in point, they taught us to be self-inflicting among ourselves. This is what happens when you get domesticated. You follow the rules of those that domesticate you. This is how we turn on ourselves. And we've had that so bad. And we follow the lead. This is why I always say we don't need a leader. No one needs to put a leash on you because that's what a lead is. It's a leader. And they're going to take you, walk you around, tell you when to sit, where to go, what to do. Don't need to be domesticated. You need to be free and independent. Because once you become free and independent, you will start to stop engaging in self-mutilation of yourself, your family, your community, everything around you. It does not mean that you won't defend yourself, because I'm going to tell you, a warrior always defends the sovereignty that they live by. So, that is very, very crucial. And this is an example when they talk about the use social, they've been using that for a very long time, ladies and gentlemen. It's their system, it's not yours. You have to ask permission to get on their system. It wasn't anything that you it wasn't anything that you created. Very important. In order for you to be sovereign, that means that you have to be self-sustaining. So, this is just another example of how it works. And they use what they find on the people that they so-called give you the perception that they have real weight and they have immunity and everything else. Well, everybody has immunity until the devil sees an opportunity. Everybody has immunity until the devil sees opportunity. So, check out that article from RT. Next article. This one came from Peak Prosperity. We're being played. The explosion of emotions during the Clinton-Trump race and the Trump election caught many off guard. Friends have been lost, family members ashamed, and the threats of hostility have boiled over in many relationships and communities. In our custom culture, we are sold a lot of things. This is an article, and I want you to take a look at this from the standpoint as, wow, this has been going on for so long. This is one of the articles that we definitely want to take a look at, and I want you just to take out what can be taken out from it for us and for you. Very, very important. Next article from RT International. This is the president of the Philippines. Man, this is so funny. Check this out. This is what he said. Western nations start wars. They are scared to fight themselves. This is what they said to Putin at the APEC summit. Philippines president has met the Russian president for the first time at the APEC summit in Peru, praising the Russian counterpart's leadership skills, blaming the West for bigotry, terrorists, terrorizing small nations, warmongering. The leaders met in the Bolivian capital of Lima on Saturday to discuss the development of Russian and Filipino relationship. Now, do you see what that means? This is the start in the platform that's going to be used to purge the Western way of doing business, the United States. This is going to be how the system is targeting what they led the rest of the world to believe that they were the head. And as we talked about earlier, in this game, the head of the dog, but in this case, the head is always chasing the tail, never to catch it. And this is where the purge and the economic, cultural, geopolitical dismantling just of the United States is going to be happening. The system will be strengthened by that. It's like a fire. Burn out what is no longer necessary. Fuel that to repopulate and regrow new growth. And to feed new growth. You know, Sister Davis last week on Wise Wednesday, one of the points that she'll make it, hopefully she'll make it again this Wednesday, or if she's able to, what she was going to say about the ground. When they took coal out of things, and the coal being in there, this is why the whole global warming thing is such a, farce. Think about it. They're telling you that you breathing is detrimental to the health of the planet. You breathing is detrimental to the health of the planet because you breathe out what? Carbon dioxide. No, it's necessary. It's relevant. It's a part of the sustainability of the ecosystem. And one of the things that Sister Davis was the point that she was going to make, got to make because we got caught in Wise Wednesday, was that most of our soil throughout the country, particularly now, is dead soil because we haven't been able to remineralize and restructure reinvigorate our soil. Anytime you plant a crop, that crop is taken from the soil. It's a living being. One thing can't take from some, just because it looks like dirt doesn't, you know, it has qualities of dirt, has minerals and everything else. And when you plant a crop, that crop, in order for it to grow and to bear fruit, is going to be taken from that ground. It's just like a child taken from a mother on her breast milk. If the mother does not get re-nourished, there will be no milk that's produced. Because the earth is a living being. And at some point, at some time, we got to stop just doing what the system of schooling has taught us to do, to have dominion over things. Are you crazy? Do you know what that means? Dominion over things mean that you think that you are more worthy to take what is not rightfully yours, or which is not due to you. And when you do that, that means that you put yourself in that energy realm for others to do it to you as well. Great creator is not like man that should lie and can contrive and manipulate to create a system that something has dominion over something else, has enslavement over something else, has control over something. Dominion is government. You want to break down what they've been doing for a while? And we perpetuate this through many, many deceptive tactics. So the earth needs to be, the soil needs to be remineralized. And this is why whenever you plant in your ground, you should remineralize that soil. One of the best ways you can do it is with ash. And that's why the scorching of the excess of the forest is beneficial to the forest, because the forest becomes fertile now and new trees grow up and they sprout everywhere. And it's a stronger forest. The same thing, they imitate everything that the great creator has established. They do that among themselves. And this is what's happening and going to be happening here in the United States. The forest is about to burn. So, this is what you're starting to see everywhere. So check out that article. And we're going to come back to that one if we have a chance. Next article. This one comes from the USGS. Estimate 20 billion barrels of oil in Texas. Wolfcamp Shale formation. Last week, there was a large deposit of 20 billion of barrels of oil, or 16 trillion cubic feet of associated natural gas, and 16 billion barrels of natural gas liquid was found in Texas. Now, let me just say this, in the Midland area, They've been lying to you forever about oil. Oil is abiotic. The earth produces it. Gas is abiotic. The earth produces it. You know why the earth produces it, folks? Because the earth is a living being, just like you produce gas. The oil, in my opinion, is like the blood. Is the blood of the planet. This is why they've always been trying to get your blood, because it gives them life and it gives them energy. Remember what we talked about when we first started. What gives life? Energy. That's what blood brings. It brings the oxygen to be able to burn fuel, to get the energy and to bring nutrients and everything else and to move the, it is the energy flow in your life. Just like the energy flow of this planet is oil. This is why when they take too much oil out of different places by way of fracking, you have earthquakes all of a sudden. It starts to collapse. Man, got nothing to do with no damn, no darn dinosaurs, fossil fuels. This is the lie that they tell you all the time. We need to start asking the right questions. Listen, you got to get ready to go to a commercial break. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. We got Brother Davis that's there. We're definitely going to jump to Brother Davis once we come back out of a commercial break. Brother Davis, I just saw you there. Sorry about that. So listen, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, please give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. I would love to hear from you. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue because what you think and how we can do different things is so, so important, and this is what we're all about. So these are the things in the conversations that should motivate us to action. And that's very, very important. We got a caller in queue. Brother Davis is there. Let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, it's always good to hear the voice of
great,
a friend.
Great show, my brother. Listen, I just wanted to add something on to that aspect of question. See, a question literally shows independent thought. And independent thought means that the person with that thought is not following the mainstream program. And what they hate is somebody to become knowledgeable enough to ask the question, because when you that means you're looking for your own revelation of that information, and a revelation turns into a testimony, because that way you can identify with the information you're conveying individually as an energy itself. So I just wanted to add that, brother, and I'll go back in the cube and listen.
Man, well said, Brother Davis. Exactly. It's self-sufficient. It's about us being self-sufficient. As long as we continue to rely and have blind faith in the system, this blind faith is always the first step to genocide. Well said, as always. So, Brother Davis, definitely appreciate you and Sister Davis at any time. Jump back in on the conversation, because this is definitely all of our shows. It's your show. And all that listen to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. And the number is 866-510-9025. And, you know, we're going to come back to this one as part of today's show. Today, I brought this up with this oil that they found, because, see, they misled everyone to be fighting about over oil or over something that's already there, as long as you don't expose it. And now this is critical, because they have the celebrity figurehead, the new celebrity figurehead that's going to be the new president-elect, is now telling Saudi Arabia that they're going to ban their oil sales in the United States, and they're going to say this is one of the reasons how and why they can do it. Oh, man, this is going to be so ugly. Now, why is that so important? Because Saudi Arabia is dumping U.S. treasuries at a very fast pace. Very, very fast pace. Now, let me ask you something. How is the U.S. going to be able to sell its oil in the market? Is the U.S. going to be able to sell its oil in the market at today's prices of below $50 a barrel, when the overall currency of the United States is much higher? They won't get any buyers. It will be too expensive for other countries to buy. Man, this is a setup. This is why you're going to see a displacement in the overall currency of the United States, the paper coupon, the notes. Same thing that you saw in India, you're going to see here in a different way. And it's all going to be set up and staged. And if you're not keen to it all, you'll fall for it all. And it's very, very important that we get away from the price of things and look at things for the value of them. If nothing has value, you shouldn't have anything. You shouldn't invest your energy in things that don't have value. Far too long have we done the fruitless things and followed the system. And look where it has gotten us all. At some point, we need to stop ignoring our ancestral truths and reignite them. Because we've been actually inundated by a bacteria that has stolen our genes. Stolen how we reproduce, how we leave a legacy, how we leave an inheritance. It's been stolen because our energy is still valuable, but we don't know it, the value of it, because we only look at the price of things. Price of things means nothing. The value of things is much, much more relevant and important. So give us a call. Check out that article. Next article. This comes from Lie Like a Fox. Cities defend immigration sanctuary policies under fire by the president-elect. Mayors in at least seven major U.S. cities reaffirmed their commitment to sheltering immigrants from federal immigration authorities after the Republican president-elect Donald Trump said he would block federal funding for sanctuary cities. Sanctuary policies vary by cities. Typically, local police refrain from helping federal authorities identify undocumented immigrants for deportation unless they have committed serious crimes. Folks, here comes how the rest of the world will be looking at how the fall of the empire, known to be the United States. They're going to come up with new slogans, fall like the states. And people from in the future will not really know what that means. They will not know what that means, but they will understand what that term is, because they will have no connection to the United States, because it will be a far foregone conclusion that it's over and done. Oh, and the world will continue to happen. You may not be able to see it happening because everything that you've known has been about the United States. And I would say that that is a very, very naive way of looking at the world, because the world is much bigger than the block you live on. It was all a facade. And as this thing starts to unravel, it's going to be major. So we're going to take a look at some of that today. So we got a couple of more stories. Major stories. There was a major earthquake, some reporting a 7.3 or a 6.9 in the same area of Fukushima again this week. The whole world is ringing like a bell. So we posted this inside of Tando Radio Show. My man Dutch Sense did a good post. Dutch always does. I've been listening to Dutch Sense for, man, over eight, almost 10 years now. This dude that knows his seismic activities, and he's been doing a very, very good job for a long time, in my opinion. So check out Dutch Sense video that we posted. And this came from Cerebrally Naive Network. 7.3 magnitude earthquake strikes off of Japan. Now I would say there's been a lot of seismic activity all over the planet, and I look at the strategical placing of things and I say, could be multiple things. And we need to do a show. And as Sister David said, I'm going to try to get Chico Sick on after the Thanksgiving time span, and get Chico Sick on to talk about some of those things, because the brother is well versed in that, and that's my dude. And so we're going to get him on just to get some ideas as to what maybe we could be looking at celestial wise, what's going on, and also some of it could be artificially created through technology known as weather war technology. Definitely case. So then they had a tsunami in Japan today, and I guess it was around 6 o'clock their time in the morning, or 5 o'clock, a little bit earlier, when the earthquake had actually struck. And so this stuff is definitely growing. So next article comes from, this one comes from the Times of India. Time to transfer cash to bank cut from 21 days to 6 days. The government has managed to cut down the transportation time of cash from the printing to the main distributor centers from 21 days to 6 days, and is using all modes of transportation, including the IAF, which stands for the Indian Air Force planes. With availability of cash improving in urban areas, the government is concentrating on rural areas. Man, this is such a facade and a fraud ploy. They basically put out their new 2,000 rubles and everything else, and this is going to cause people to man, these people, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. And so check out that article. That's it. So let's go to I've got a couple of callers in queue. I think we got Brother Braggs that's here. Brother Braggs, you there? One second. We got a brother, someone from area code 312. You're on the Tanner Radio Show. What's your name? What's your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question or comment? Yes.
This is Marvin, Big Dave. What's going on? I'm calling from Springfield, Missouri. Long time.
Oh, my man. What's up, Marv? How you feeling, brother?
Oh, man, I'm feeling real good, man. I'm off this plantation, so I can really call. You know, I'd be catching the recording, yeah. So, you know.
I thought I recognized the number, and I wasn't quite sure. So, what's going on, Marv? What you got? Jerry, we're going to come to you right after Marv.
Let me shout out to Scotty, man, and thanks for putting this platform together. Brother and Sister Davis, you know, Mel Roz, a whole bunch of Jambone, you know. And I'm glad this new number, you know, because I tried to call another number platform, and I could never, you know, figure it out. You know, I'm a technology challenged young guy. But I just want to call and tell thanks a lot, man, for the information y'all give, man. And I'm on it, man. I was, you know, by myself. Now I got a little person that's, you know, on board with this prepping stuff. And just to share a quick story, right?
Yes,
you know,
sir.
That Catlin water purifier, I've been bought that, uh-huh. Right? So, you know, it was about like a year ago. So then I was thinking like, well, you know, they control the weather. What if it don't rain? Where I'm gonna get this water from? So, you know, I've been sitting up under a wealth of resources all this time where I work at, right? So they throw away these gallon containers and these 5 gallon containers every day, right?
Ooh.
Brother Dave, man, I've been on it, man. I got so many, man. I'm, you know, that's you know, water the number one thing. So I feel a little more at ease, you know. Everything else is kind of, you know, I mean, it's hard, but it's just like, man, I just been, you know, man. So it needs to say, man, feel a little better. But yeah, man, I thanks a lot for all the information you provide, man, and everybody else who called on this show, man. Appreciate it.
My brother, Mark, definitely, yeah. And you know what's so great about that, Mark? See, when you start to look at things for yourself, everything starts to open. I say, oh man, I could start to do this. I could do that. You start to actually create your own solutions to problems. You respond to things differently, and it's so important. And you start to see talents that you didn't otherwise know that you had. And believe me, when things do go awry, the loved ones that didn't do certain things. And if you're able to provide for them, woo, boy, do they become on board after that, you know. But you just keep doing, we just keep doing what we need. And much love, much respect. I wasn't quite sure, Martin, did you want me to post that list or something? I said, I don't know if this is a repeat.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's,
Yeah, you was gonna you said a list of 100 things that you can have right away, or you know, just 100 things to gather right now.
100 things that you wish you had stored. Yes.
Yeah, it'd be hard to navigate the site. You know, I'm just now getting the hang of Facebook, and but I'm working
Facebook,
with
I
it.
Like
you
that.
Know, it's kind of hard, but I can't ever. Oh, and then another thing, you said something to break down feces. What
oh,
the
yeah,
name
yeah.
of that part of the deal?
Yes. What you want to do to that? You want to go to your boating stores, because
uh-huh.
boating and because you know when boats go out and stuff like that, they have the actual chemical components for human waste to break that down. Go there and talk to them about getting that. And some of the RV places have it, but the boating places definitely have that. Then the septic tank. People too, they have that as well. So that's one of the things to look at for that thing.
Okay, I got you.
That brand called it's a brand called Red X, because that's what you put. We
yes.
put in a septic tanks. It eats bacteria. I mean, yeah, you're talking about the breakdown waste, right? So Red X is a brand
yeah,
name that I can call off top of my head.
Okay, one
yeah.
last question: should I get a lot of that stuff or a little? Because I'm like. I mean, I can imagine what it's for, but I'm like, man.
I would just, you know, I don't think that you'll need a lot of it because I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you why. It's a good question. In my opinion, do what you think is best. And
all right.
Let me tell you, one of the things that I do think is that when we do have this scenario when things go awry, right, I don't think it's going to be as long as people think. What's going to happen, because, you know, I do think that there's going to be a all-out military confrontation and that the U.S. will lose the actual so-called staged war with people, you know. Yes, I do think that that's going to happen. But then there's going to be the restabilization, the rebuilding, and everything else. But the time that you're going to want to be able to provide for yourself until some semblance of reestablishing the norm starts to come back. I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be just like, you know, the other examples of they got what they needed from the war, people and everything else, and then Germany is still, you know, they're still Germany, but it's not like what it used to be before. It has to reinvent itself. The same thing is going to happen here. I could definitely see the United States splintering off into different territories. I see Texas going its own way. I see California going its own way and other parts of the South and then the Midwest and then in the East and the North will go their own different directions. I just don't think that it will be what you've known as the United States in before because it will be divided up because the spoil goes to the winner. And I think that is going to be divided up into different, you know, lots. So you just want what, you know, to get what you think is prudent, because based off of your needs and everything else, have some, you know, start with food, water, and then start to build from there, and then also position yourself economically so that when assets go on sale, when people that didn't prepare have to sell things that have value, not consumer stuff, but real valuable things, you'll have the means and the ability and the leverage to acquire them for very, very relatively cheap. So that's the key to it all. So that's what I think on that, Big Marv.
All right. Appreciate you. Much love.
Appreciate it. Much love. Much respect. Let's go to my man, Jerry. Jerry, out of TN, Tennessee. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? First off, before I even start, I want to tell Scotty, man, that broadcast you did right now, before Tando Radio was awesome. I had some things that I wanted to add, but I just wanted to listen, so I ain't say nothing. So I know you seen me, but
appreciate it, man.
Man, that show was awesome, man. I done figured out when you come on, and I try to tune in when I can.
I right, appreciate that. Oh, by the way, you need to email me. Somebody's trying to get in touch with you about that offer you put out about the real estate.
Yeah, no problem, no problem at all.
Okay.
I do that because and I'm sorry, Dave, to take away from the program, but
No, you're good, bro. This is business. This is family business that needs to get done. Go ahead.
I have some personal questions for you, and before I even ask you, I'm going to give you a small background on me and to determine if you even want to, you know, I'm a troubled person. I done a whole lot of things in my lifetime, so, you know, I'm going to let you know about that first and then let you decide how that work out afterwards. So when I get in contact with you, Scotty, I'm going to leave my phone number and you just give me a call if you will.
Will do.
All right. Secondly, how you doing, Brother Wren? I know I sent you a message over the weekend, man. I found some extremely great deals as far as I'm excited about that. But I'm gonna give you the recipe on that, and you can give it out over the air after you check it out and see what you think about it. You know, I don't want to give nobody no false information. You know, every time I come across something, I always call and ask you or send you a text message or whatever. But
yes, sir.
As far as tonight, you know, I'm not a Christian per se, but I believe in the Most High, and I do believe in the Bible. I was listening to another program today, and it was giving off Bible prophecies that I've already read, but it was kind of in the back of my mind, and it goes right along with what me and you, before you got on Tando, all of the people that was in the group, RDP, SGG, and things of that nature. It goes right along with this, and one of the major things that they talked about was Putin setting off that EMP over the top of the U.S. and then coming in. My question to you about that is that when, like you said this just here a few minutes ago, you said that you don't believe that it'll be a long-lasting thing. Now, do you think that when Putin, with him being into it with our government, because it's going to be a lot of us that's going to come through that done been not necessarily prepared, but they have things such as alcohol, firearms, artillery, different things of that nature to fight these people off. Do you think that they going to go at the country as a whole, meaning the U.S. citizens, the way that they want to go at the government?
You talking about like the foreign, like you saying like Russia going after the U.S. citizens like they were going after the government?
Yes, Russia, China.
Man, great question.
Iran, all India, all of these foreign entities that's going to be entering along with Russia. Do you think that they're going to be going at the citizens in the same way?
Because man, great question.
Everything as far as this Bible prophecy, when we're talking about the king of the north and the king of the south entering in some type of turmoil, which would be Putin and Barack, because you said this on a number of times that we might have an election, but we won't have a change of power. And that's something that I've always believed, even before you said it, just from me picking up different teachings between me and you and the group that I was in, just different things that I've always picked up. You know, I always ask a whole lot of questions. So,
I mean,
I always pick up these things. And I was listening to this Bible prophecy today, and I was wondering, what was your take on that, everything that I just asked you just now?
Two things. Now, because I think they were great, great questions, and it really helps our people. And the reason why I said I don't think it's going to be long, that's subjective as to what do we think long is. What I mean by that is that I think that something is definitely going to be happen, but it won't be long for individuals that have prepared to adjust to it, And because they were able to prepare beforehand, they were able to make some adjustments to it. Now, is it something that can be extremely deadly? And yes, all of those things could happen, but it's not going to end civilization. It's not going to destroy the whole planet. It's not going to go into a full-blown, all-out Hollywood style, what they like to generate for entertainment. But they give you predictable, they tell you what they're going to do, but it may not be on that same dramatical platform. And if you prepare, it won't last for you very long. Because when you prepare, what happens is that your whole mind state starts to change. Your whole mind state starts to change. And I would say this. You can see that. And I don't watch movies, but you can see that in different things, right? Because it's predictable programming. What I think is going to happen is that you'll see that something bad will happen. There will be a very difficult response, but those that aren't prepared are going to be in shock. This is where you start to see men's heart failing them and all this other stuff, right? Don't take me wrong on this. Listen to what I'm about to say. I really don't think that there's much. I think everyone is able to pick up on what's going to happen in the future. Everyone is somewhat psychic. Everyone can feel where things are going. You do it all the time, but most of us turn it off. And we diminish it. I don't really think that when man puts something in the book, that that means it comes from God. And it's really not prophecy if you write about what you're going to do to people in the future. And it's repeatable. You can follow the same cookie cutter event. So that's what I don't think it's so much prophecy that we're seeing with things. We're seeing the direction that people have decided to go in their manuscripts. And they repeat this stuff over and over and over again. So to us, we think, oh, shoot, it's new. This is prop. No, this is the agenda. Remember, in my opinion, the great creator never created anything that's inanimate. I hate to tell you, a book is an inanimate object. But go ahead, Gary. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, because this is your show, brother, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. I just wanted to.
No. Go ahead. What were you going to say? You said, Dave, go ahead.
I just want to say this one more thing because you answer both of my questions in that one answer. I know you got some more to say for the viewers, but before you even say that, can I give some?
Yeah.
I don't want to say reckless, but that's what most people would think of it as. Is that all right?
Man, be you, Jerry.
When all of this stuff started to kick off, first I have to get Scotty permission. Scotty, is it all right if I say this? Because it may seem reckless to other people, depending on who take it.
I mean,
the views and opinion of the guests and the callers are not necessarily those of the Black Talk Radio Network. That disclaimer has already been made. Go ahead, Jerry.
There it is. For all of those who gonna experience this, including myself, if you're gonna go out and when all of this stuff starts to happen and you feel like you're gonna take advantage of what's going on, please, please do not go out and go grab no TVs. I ain't gonna tell you not to grab no alcohol because that could be useful. But go to your local corn dealership and in your artillery places and build your
feed store.
Yes. That way you can have some protection and you can build your wealth in that way. If you're going to participate in that type of activity, do it productively. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you're getting something out of it that's going to last you and your family. Now, like I said, I just wanted to add that little part. I'm going to continue to listen But I'm gonna back on up out of here, man. I appreciate y'all's time, and I love the show always, man. I imitate both of you brothers all the time. Y'all, the way that y'all talk have become the way that I talk on a regular basis. So I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
For sure, for sure. You know, and Jerry asked another question about is the government going to be attacking, the outside government's going to be attacking the American people like they attack the government itself. This is my opinion. Everything I say is my opinion. My opinion is this. There is no such thing. These people declare wars that they don't have to fight. They create debt that they don't have to pay, and they write laws that they don't have to obey. They are in one big fraternity. There is no such thing as Russia and the U.S. at war with each other. It's the people, it's the governments against the people. Because look at who is the ultimate casualties of every war. It is the people. How many people, Scotty, was killed in Iraq? Over 1.5 million people? Upwards of 2 million people?
But that ain't even counting that. Remember we was talking about how do you get the damage of a nuclear weapon without the blast? So it's that affected generations yet to be born.
Yeah, see, that was it. That was exactly it. See, it's war is the best tool of control that continues to get because it continues to kill. It continues to kill. So these people, because last I checked, there was a war between, from their just their standings, there was a so-called a Vietnam War. Vietnam's still there. There was a World War II with Japan. Japan's still there. There was a war against the worst kind with the so-called Nazis. Germany's still there. That's because that's not the true intent. The true intent of these wars is to depopulate the people and to get them into more control, for them to actually surrender to the rules of the game. So the intention of these governments is always, these governments in all wars, they'll lose a war and surrender on both sides. The one that surrenders and the one that accepts the surrender, there were innocent people within their country that were killed. Who won that war? They did. Because the casualties of it aren't the ones that started it. Declared it, created it, they just fought it. Malcolm said in one of the drops, you've heard it many a times, you fighting for wars, ready to go shed your blood when Uncle Sam says for you to go. In so many words. What they do to people throughout this world, they create the conflict, the crisis that turns into a conflict that they gain even more control over. Wars don't happen if soldiers become warriors, because a soldier can never do what a warrior thinks. A warrior will never take orders.
Dave, I have a question for you.
Go ahead, brother.
Well, now, this may represent, let me get a disclaimer like Brother Jerry did. These views are my own. They don't represent nobody else on the line or Black Talk Media Project, Black Talk Radio Network, or any of our media partners. Okay, you was talking about the wars, right? Europeans, all people had their histories of war. But nobody's waged war like Europeans wage war on each other inside of Europe and on everybody else once they come out of Europe. All right. So now I just seen another article as I was, loading up my propaganda gun to shoot some stuff out to social media. So I came across this article and it was quoting Gwen Ifill had asked this question in a presidential debate in 2008, or I forget when it was, but she was saying, she basically was saying, do these white folks have a reason to be what was the word she used? It was a different, it wasn't angry, but something to that effect. Do they have, they don't have no jobs, they underemployed, they unemployed, this, that, and the other. Is now they're going to be outnumbered already in the schools. They are outnumbered by non-white people, and so don't they have reason to be angry and all this and that? And now their death rate has exceeded their birth rate. And so I'm thinking to myself, though, all of this is a result of them, war, centuries of war, centuries of war, and it's leading to the extinction of first black white males and then the rest of them. All of this war that's being waged. So I was thinking, man, I hope Trump do go in there and start a war, because
it's gonna happen.
Because they keep right. All this I'm against war, y'all. I'm just thinking this was some dark thinking, just strategies the way my mind think. But even though I don't have to do anything but sit back and let them do what they've always done, and that's wage war. Because I was thinking, okay, the population of the world is 95% non-white, 5% white. They can't keep doing all this war. That 5% will be depleted before that 95%. So I was like, well, maybe, you know, I have called for non-white people to stop participating in spreading white supremacy through the military and just let them fight it. That'll lead it closer to the root cause of white supremacy. And that's a thought. That's where somebody else, Dave, where you talk about somebody free will. And you were saying earlier the type of people that want to impose their will upon yours, taking yours. Well, I forgot what you called them or the particular word, how you described it, but you were talking about people oppressing other people. Dominion. See, that's what they mm-hmm. have done. It's their religion. It's also in the Christian religion, or they might be misinterpreted. I don't want to get into put on my Bible scholar hat right now, but they believe in that manifest destiny. It is their
manifest
God
destiny.
Is yep. telling them as white people to take dominion of the planet, to go out and subdue the beast. They view non-white people as the beast. And so just think about this now. How I don't know how far we got to go back, but centuries and centuries and centuries of centuries of war. Because most of the non-people of the world ain't just lying down and taking it now. Okay, they inflicting some casualties too. And so that explains why their death rate is below their birth rate right now. So if they are the root cause, well, I know the root cause is the programming that they get. But if they want to continue with that programming and continue to wage war, it's only leading to their own extinction. So I'm just keeping, I did my part. I kept my daughters out the military. Now I got to keep my grandsons out. Thanks for allowing me to share. But what do you think about that, man?
Yeah, Scotty, see, this is the thing. If you choose to participate in this demonic ritual, then you too will be sacrificed. This is where the head of the dog is always chasing the tail, never catches it. And before you know it, you'll be extinct. And then the key to this whole thing is do not allow this bacteria to become part of your DNA, else it will steal your ancestral powers. And this is what happens with war. It is the ones that actually decide that war happens is ones that don't fight it. Think about what Scotty said, and it's absolutely right. Who's deciding these wars on this planet? What you don't see is more real than what you do see. We have got to do and have our own stealth sovereign decisions where we say, no, I'm not giving energy to that. By now, we could say it from this, by now, not even from me resonating this, I know that that's a trap from history. Your own history is violent demise. Why the hell would I pick that up? Because poison kills regardless of the taker. Poison kills regardless of the taker. I won't accept that poison. Man, great, great point, Scotty. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we got two callers out of Flo Rida and out of Texas. We got to go back to Texas and Florida for some callers out of there. Listen, you're listening to Tando Radio Show. Don't hesitate. Give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Hold on, Florida. Hold on, Texas.
You still there, Dave? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I thought we were going to a commercial break. That's okay. We bypassed the break.
Yeah,
just, you want to bypass the break?
Yeah, bypass it, man.
Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. Let's go to our caller that's in Florida. Then we're gonna go to a caller in Texas. Got all that oil around there now, huh? Let's go to Florida. Welcome, caller from Florida. The area code is 786. What's your name? What's your question or comment? If you want to give your name, shoot, brother. Sister.
Peace, brother Dave. This is Sharif Ali. How you doing today,
brother Sharif? What's going on, man?
I'm doing well. I ain't in Florida. I know it's a Florida number, but I'm somewhere where it's cold, man. So
wait, come on, man. Wait, nobody would have known that unless you said it.
I know, man. You made me feel bad.
I live vicariously through you that you down in Miami.
Yeah,
go on, bro. What's going on?
I'm doing well, brother. Peace, and thank you for broadcasting today, man. Thank you.
Much respect, my brother.
Yeah, definitely.
And I missed your call. I was gonna call you after the show today. So then I was doing some traveling over the weekend. So, but go ahead, Sharif. Sorry about that, brother.
Awesome. Thank you. I just wanted to piggyback on what Scotty was saying, because Scotty was talking about what you all call white supremacy, and I encourage our people to look into. It's a poem. Called The White Man's Burden. And this is the doctrine that, not to say religious people, but the Protestants used in their subjugation of the world, stating that they, were going to clean us heathens up, us pagans up, and things of that nature. So I did want to throw that out there, to you all. That is an interesting poem when we read this poem, particularly The White Man's Burden. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and I really loved the episode last week about India. Like you stated, the seventh largest economy has taken out, notes out of its circulation, and, people really don't see it coming home to roost. And, I watch Bloomberg TV. It's one of the few stations that I like when I actually get in front of TV, and they're literally talking about how California definitely is open to leaving the union. And, we talked before about Texas leaving the union, but California, man, just, the progressiveness of the state and how they were talking about them, having even an option. I mean, I understand that this is propaganda and just things to get people to distract them from the realities, but people have to be open to all possibilities. And, I think that, it's just interesting to hear, these things even in the mainstream media. And even, as I've seen today come across the screen about Facebook putting out fake news, it's like, this is not even a real news source. And they're calling it, they're attacking it. That just lets you know that there is some validity to maybe the statements. And it would encourage a wise eye to look at these sources and at least have a wise eye and a discerning eye towards the information. So it was just interesting, man. But, just always wanted to shout you out, let you know I'm listening, man. I support and, appreciate it and putting people on it. So thank you, man. But I encourage all the listeners to Google The White Man's Burden, because it does give more of a clear depiction of what's being practiced. And even just like the one brother talked about the Bible, how you eloquently put that out there. It's not to disrespect any religious individuals that follow the book, but it's just to bring awareness to a doctrine that has just been created. This has not been since the beginning of time. Air has been since the beginning of time. You know, certain things have been since the beginning of time, and we have to be aware of it. What is man-made and what is artificial? I mean, and what is natural and what comes from nature? And nature didn't write a book, so we should be looking to nature for our answers, not just the manuscript, because that's what it is. It's a manuscript, and we have to be aware of that. So just wanted to throw that out there to you, brother, and let you know, I shout out and support. Appreciate you, brother.
Much love, much respect, much respect. Well said, man, and so many things. My man, Sharif. Hey, brother, definitely hit me up in an hour or two after the show when you're ready.
Okay, will do, man. Peace and blessing. Thank you.
Okay, peace. Much love, much respect. All right, now let's go over to, well said, as always, let's go over to Texas, 806. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Okay, this is Brother Jam calling from Love of Texas, and I have a question.
Wait, hold on now. Everybody know. Everybody on this show that listen to Tando Radio Show know Jambone is, that's my boy. And when Jambone call, I always got to interrupt. Jam, can I do my thing just before you start? You never give me room to do my thing when you call.
You surely made him out there, my wise brother. Go for
okay.
it. Go for it.
Jam. Oh, Jam. What's up, Jambone?
Just chilling, man, late this afternoon. But my question is,
yes, sir.
Supposedly we did had like 2 years of spare before everything did go up in smoke. But have anybody ever thought about investing to like brothers Brother Jerry Hayes and the Davis family, like they what they're talking about doing with the land, with the farms? I had an idea I thought of today. Maybe we already talked about it. But doing something, I don't know if there's a loophole in it where you can have like a private entity where that you could call it as a charity. Within that charity,
you're talking about a family land trust. I've looked into it. It's called Family Land Trust. I might have even did a program.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to interrupt you, but while it was still on my mind and I'm here at the computer, yes, there is such a thing. People take advantage of it to also avoid paying taxes.
Yep, that's one of the things. And if you want to know about that, that's actually things that we actually bring about. The Family Land Trust trust is one of the ways. I'm actually going to have someone come on and talk about those opportunities. And this is the thing. This is some of the things that you need to be – this is where wealth whispers while poverty screams. We have to learn to become asymmetrical. Everything – you never want to own anything. You want to control everything. That is one of the very important keys, and Scotty said it, about taxes. You want to control everything. You never want to own anything. Rothschild said that I care not who makes a country's laws if I control their money. And most of us think that from the Rothschild they were talking about cash. Wasn't talking about cash at all. This is a totally different realm, but yes. That's something that you should be thinking about doing. You want to control, never own. When you own, you're liable. So, yes, Jambone.
One last thing. I also had an idea as we were producing foods on that land and whatnot. Is there also that there's a possibility, like the Black Panther Party, what they done when they had food, they was able to give out to the, you know, their community or whoever's in their circle. It's possible we could do that and probably even have more tax write-offs, just like a land trust. Is that possible as well?
There's a lot of things that you can do. Yes, and I'm going to have someone on that can help. Now, I would say this, if you're serious about doing just those things, There are individuals that I know that can help you, and these people are probably the best, some of the best in the world. And I would say to you, that is a conversation that you should be having with them about the different opportunities. And I'll be more than happy to put you in contact with those individuals. And how you could do is just text me, and I will get you that information. And if you are serious about it, just let me know. And then I could definitely point you in the direction of someone in individuals that have been doing that for years, and they do it very, very well.
Oh, wow. Okay. I appreciate that, Brother Wren. And I most definitely will be contacting you soon.
Yes, sir. You know you always can, Big Jam, my man. And I appreciate you so much. So, all right, so let's was that it, Jam? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, that's it. Peace, everyone, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir. God willing, my man. All right, so, yeah, see, there are some things that, this is why we need to know the difference between price and value. Value is everything. You should not own anything. You should control everything. And if that is something that is, you know, I'm going to just put it this way. A lot of people were talking about during the selection cycle about wanting to see this person and that person's taxes and then how they didn't pay taxes and everything else. Let me tell you something. There's certain things that never, the wage of a king is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. Slaves are always taken advantage of, but you never have to be a slave to the system. When you have assets and you control assets, you don't need the economy. The economy needs you. The economy always needs instruments and energy of value. It never needs coupons. It creates them from controlling value. Didn't even know that you can print your own lifestyle. Didn't even know that you could do, these are some of the asymmetrical things that you need to be engaging in. If you want to really have the prosperity that was lost to return. Now, there are things that you need to do, but it's up to you to do it to where you are not afraid to do it, because you don't want to be, until you walk out of the cage that's already unlocked and stop claiming it as our home, it will always adversely affect us, and we will always respond to it with emotions and not from leverage. So I highly, highly suggest, if you want to control resources, control assets, there's a way to do it. If you want to make it rain, it will be a toxic rain that will not fertilize anything, that will keep you enslaved. We glorify being slaves. And I'm not talking about our people. I'm talking about people in general, because they've been led and they've been schooled in a way to keep them right where they are. And the key to that is that most of us will be stuck here for the rest of our physical lives because we just can't figure it out. You don't have to figure much, but what you got to figure is this, that it's a sham. I need to be doing something different. And there are definitely things that you should be doing. Man, time goes by. I didn't even get to, well, before we get out of here, if there's anyone that would like to before we get out of here, give us a call, 866-510-9025, if you have any questions or comments. And what I wanted to say is that you are starting to see the overall disassembling of the facade that's been projected in America. Oh, the system ain't going nowhere. It will remain here in the same. We got Brother Davis. Go ahead, Brother Davis. We got 3 minutes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, Sister Davis. Go ahead, Sister Davis.
Hey. Yes, yes. I just want to make 2 points. And on Wednesday, I'm going to come back with that minerals because there were some other things I wanted to say about minerals and flooding. So remind me, because flooding is very important. That because
yes,
now we have dams, and people think dams are nice or, you know, it's holding up the flood because of destruction. But no, if things flooding fertilizes it, they got to kind of have it backwards. So I'm going to go with flooding and minerals. Also, the only thing that cures is antibiotics. If you look at the pharmaceutical world, that is no other medicines at all cure, absolutely cure, except antibiotics. Everything else just passive, you know, kind of gives you symptoms, makes you feel better, and then it runs its course and that type of thing. But antibiotics is the only pharmaceutical that cures across the board. And then we'll go over that. Also, I wanted to mention about the brother who was talking about the disasters and how long things might be. We have these disasters all the time. We ought to take heed to all the inclement weather that we've had, what you needed to prepare for. Some people, when it snowed, didn't have a shovel. They didn't have any salt. They didn't have any food in the house. And they live in an area that potentially it could snow 2 feet. People in drought-infected areas, they didn't have any extra water. They didn't have any extra food. Look at what happened with Katrina. So if you go back over just in the news or as you remember all the different disasters that has happened, that's the type of stuff we need to prepare for. Because one of those disasters, either the grid's going to go down and you don't have electricity, or it's going to rain too much, or it's going to snow too much, or it's going to be a tsunami, or it's going to be a flood. It's going to be one of those. So go back and see what people did and what they didn't do, and that will help you prepare for what you need. And we can go over that again on Wednesday also.
Well said, Sister Davis. Always love to hear from the matriarch, the queen. Much love, much respect, Sister Davis. Okay, everyone.
All right.
Okay, everyone. Listen, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. God willing. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.